The best thing you're gonna walk away with today is a few really good mimatomos. Anything that I have to say is not gonna come close to whatever you're gonna see in front of you that we have. So basically we're gonna talk as follows. We're gonna talk about tefillah and Shabbos. There's a basic question that bothered me for some time. And that is, if we develop a basic working definition of tefillah, so it's hard to fit the tefillah on Shabbos into that definition that we build for tefillah. Can anybody throw out a working definition for tefillah b'chlal? As a participation, it's a chabura. Let me lashon chabura. I don't want to be one talking. A working definition of tefillah.
Prayer.
Some people do it. Some people do it three times a day. A working definition of tefillah. What do you do? What's tefillah? Definition of tefillah.
Speaking to God, but in different forms. Sometimes requesting. Sometimes thanking. Sometimes praising.
Okay, so I guess you covered every possible base that you could have.
Sorry.
What you'll find in Shulchan Aruch generally, what you'll find in is tachanunim. Tefillah is avodah shebalev. Tefillah is tachanunim. Tefillah is the encounter with Kadosh Baruch Hu, where we express our dependence upon Him, whether that's through bakashos, whether that's through different types of shvach that we recount. But it's an explanation of dependence on Kadosh Baruch Hu. I think that's a very mainstream definition of tefillah. On Shabbos, come the tefillah of Shabbos, and it's very difficult to see that theme in the tefillahs on Shabbos. So this question bugged me, and it bugs many. As you can see, as the Maamar Komos go further and further along, there's more minyanim in machshava and hashkafa. But in the beginning, there's what to talk about in halacha. The Gemara in Brachos that you have in front of you says, "Amar Yehuda Mar Shmuel haya omer b'tefillah v'nizkar shis palel posik." So say you're in the middle of Shmona Esrei and you realize you already davened. Vafilu be'emtza bracha ini. Vamar Rav Nachman kavinan bei Rav Avua. Bon minei honey bei Rav deto umadkri dechol b'Shabbos. It was Friday night. This happens to me very often. Probably doesn't happen to anybody else. But you're in the middle of Shmona Esrei. Leil Shabbos and Maariv, and you finish Ata Kadosh, and you begin Ata Chonin. So says the Gemara, what do you do? Ma'u Shigmer, what should you do in that situation? What should I do in that situation? Va'amr lo, amr lo, go and call a bracha. You finish the bracha. Hachi hasta, really? Hasam gamer baruch yuvo v'rabban. So we thought maybe to do the same thing over there, the case in the beginning of the Gemara, where a person remembers, somebody just got the door, where a person remembers that they davened already. So the halacha is different. If you had davened already, and you remember on a Tuesday you davened already, and you realize that you're davening again, so you stop. But by Shabbos halacha is different. By Shabbos, what's the halacha? By Shabbos halacha is gomrin kolos habracha. Why? Concludes the Gemara with a very, very interesting line that really gavra bar chiyuvahu. Really, there is on Shabbos there is some sort of chiyuv of bakashos, of the meat of Shmona Esrei. Why is there a chiyuv? Because that is tefillah b'atzem, right? That dependence that we express on Kadosh Baruch Hu in tefillah. Where there's a bar chiyuvahu, however, came along the Rabbanan and made a gezerah not to be matriachas with bakashos on Shabbos. Why? Mishum kavod Shabbos. Aval hacha hatzalilei. But over here, if a person has already said Shmona Esrei, he should not say it again because he already davened, and really he should stop in the middle. This is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Im tavit chil tefillah sachol, what should you do? Gomer osa bracha shenizkar ba sheta umatchil shel Shabbos. You should finish that bracha. Why? Because like the Shulchan Aruch said, like the Gemara said, Batzim, you are chayav in the bracha. You should finish it, and then you go on with, the rest of Shmona Esrei of Shabbos, not Shmona Esrei, the rest of the Amidah of Shabbos. Doesn't make a difference, says Shulchan Aruch, if it's the bracha v'atachonein, or if it's later on, meaning say you get through all of Shema Esrei and you manage to finish everything, all of bakashos, you finish your last bakasha and you go to the tefillah of Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, why? What's it all about? Really, make our adin. We should be davening Shmona Esrei on Shabbos, like Chol, and we should and last year kedusha yom ba'avoda, like Rosh Chodesh, v'chol shemoyit, v'rak mishum kavod Shabbos, lo tirchu rabbanu v'tiknu bracha achas and tzais l'Shabbos. So, because of this inyan of kavod Shabbos, Chazal didn't want to be matriachas with saying bakashas. So what's that all about? So the lashon of kavod Shabbos rings loud for anybody who is familiar with the famous chakira from Reb Chaim that is later on in your packet. That there's two elements to most areas of Shabbos. There's either the element of Onik Shabbos or there's the element of Kavod Shabbos. The Gemara in Brachos, as brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, as explained by the Mishnah Berurah, comes that we're not matriach a person to say bakashas on Shabbos, alts what? Alts Kavod Shabbos. Later, we'll see, maybe Kavod Shabbos is not the only reason. On this Gemara in Brachos and on this Inyan, so turn two pages, there's a question that's raised by Rav Yosef Engel in Gilui HaShas. I asked Rav Shechter al Rego Achas about this sugya when he was here, and he said, "Oh, you know Rav Yosef Engel's kasha in the Gilui HaShas." So,
of course,
that's cool. That's the coolest thing ever. So Rav Shechter pointed me towards this Gilui HaShas. Yeah.
No, just maybe this is a stupid question, but in the end, we end up saying a lot more on Shabbos than we end up saying Bechol, meaning there's a lot of additions. So maybe those weren't Shikon's Chazal, I don't know. But it seems like...
Oh, so what is the Tircha?
We cut out, right.
What is the Tircha?
In the end, we're davening a lot more anyway, so what's... So in far...
So I don't know if it's... Is it a quantitative Tircha or a qualitative Tircha?
Right.
So... Says Gilyon HaShas in the second... in the second Tircha Maschel on the right, he quotes the Gemara in Brachos, and he says the third line, he says, B'tzarech Iyun. Tzarchiyon in our Gemara. What's Tzarchiyon in our Gemara? So he says, the hamefurash hatam kan rak mishum tirach. Rak mishum tircha. Like the Gemara in Brachos said. That the reason why we're not mispalel the bakashos and tefillah on Shabbos is because of tircha. Ulam b'Yerushalmi, if you look in the Yerushalmi, flip the Yerushalmi. Where's the Yerushalmi? Yerushalmi is back on the first page. Says the Yerushalmi in Perek Ein Omdin. It's a little easier to see on the Bar Ilan version. Says the Yerushalmi, Rav Eliezer ben Antigonus b'Shimer b'Lazer b'Yanai Zosomer she'asur lasos melacha ad she'yavdil. Kamada Amar asur lasos melacha ad she'yavdil. With the Kavasa asur lo la'adam litvo atzrachav ad she'yavdil. The Gemara in Yerushalmi, the Talmud Yerushalmi uses a different lashon. Asur litva tracha. There's an iser to be toveya, to make requests of bakashos on Shabbos prior to avdala. Now that's a big difference. That's a big difference if you're keen on the lashonos of the Bavli said that really make your adin, your chayiv and yudchas brachos, your chayiv and the bakashos, comes Yerushalmi, and Rabbi Yosef Engel says, but Alpi Yerushalmi, what? Alpi Yerushalmi, really, it's an Isser Gamor, Asur Litva Tzracha. And this is the kasha of Rabbi Yosef Engel. Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes Rashi in the Sefer HaPardes that you have in the next source. Rashi in the Sefer HaPardes brings down our sugya. B'Shabbos anu mispalelin zayin brachos velo shmona esrei. My time, why? Am b'vuna mibnei she'asur lalu mitzvot tracha b'Shabbos. So that's like the Gemara in, that's like the Yerushalmi. Lefisha Shabbos yom menucha. So now Rashi in the Sefer HaPardes is bringing us a reason. What's that reason? She'Shabbat yom menucha hu v'tzarich lehitaneg bo k'dichti v'karata l'Shabbat oneg. So now Rashi just threw us a wrench. Because we saw in in the Bavli, we saw the problem with Bakashas on Shabbos was Mishum Kavod Shabbos. Comes Rashi and says that if you are Tovei Atzrachav on Shabbos, that will present a dilemma to Onik Shabbos. Is there a difference? Does it matter? Maybe yes, maybe no. But I just want to point it out for right now. Ubetilus Shmona Esrei Yesh Dvarim She'im Adam Tzarich Lehem Hu Meitzar Leh. Right? If a person begins, right, Avi, this will answer your question. If a person begins to recount Chonin Hadas and bring up Geula and Slicha and Refua and Parnasa and Binyan Yerushalayim, all of a sudden you're going to be, if any. I know I'm guilty of this, but if we were to daven properly, then we should, when we daven for Parnasa, when we daven for whatever we're lacking, we should feel it. It should be heartfelt, and therefore it will diminish our Onik Shabbos if we start in our tefillah recounting that we need a Kadosh Baruch Hu for our Parnasa, we need a Kadosh Baruch Hu for our for Geula and Refuah v'chule. The Kula. It'll cause him distress because you're on Shabbos you should be Anek HaShabbos, and all of a sudden you're in the middle of Tila, you'd be what? Becoming distressed about all the things that you're lacking. V'samchul is Paul Sheva Brachos, and quotes Rashi, another Gemara in Brachos that we'll see later, that there are seven Brachos based on the Mizmar and Tilim of Mizmar Shir Shel Shabbos. So, two questions at this point. Question number one, we saw, so let's just strengthen question number one. Question number one is that from the Gemara in Brachos, we see that the Indian of not davening Shmoneh Esrei in Shabbos is Mishum Kavod Shabbos. That's a Mefurash Gemara. Rashi threw us a new Lashon of Onik Shabbos. What's that? Rashi threw us a new Lashon of Onik Shabbos. So turn over here. Turn over here. Derech Agav, one of the things that Rashi quoted in one of the sodos that Rashi was based on was that top source, the Yalkut Shimoni in the middle, and Parshas Yisro. He says Yom Hashvi Shabbos Hashem Elokecha Lama Nemar Lefishu Omer Kol Haosem Melacha B'Yom Hashabbos Mos Yumas Ona. Excuse me, I apologize. First line. Right, the Gemara says you have to finish all of your malacha on the 6 days of the week, and then Shabbos, it has to be, and then Shabbos you have to rest. Can a person finish all his malacha on the 6 days of the week? No, betach, we're all going to go back to work on Sunday, or go back to being kolal bums on Sunday, whatever we're going to be doing. Right? So, what's going to be? So, says the Medrash, Ela Shvos, that you have to have a mindset in Shabbos, Ki'ilu kol melachtecha asuya, right? And that's what Rashi was based on, right? The Rashi was saying, what if your meitzar, if you're talking about your parnasa, you're talking about your need for refuah, your need for all the things that our entire life that we declare we need Kadosh Baruch Hu for in Shmoneh Esrei, then you're not going to be in this mindset of ki'ilu melachtecha asuya. Side point. So back to our Indian of Kavod and Onik. Said the Gemara in Brachos that the Indian of not saying Bakashas on Shabbos was what? Because of Chazal didn't want to be Matriachas. Why? Because of Kavod Shabbos. Says the Medrash Tanchuma, the opposite, or the other side. It's a beautiful Medrash Tanchuma which speaks about a lot of points. We'll just read the bold part. Atamotza Yud Ches Nispalim B'chol Yom Ve'einan Kulam Nishvacho Shal Kash Baruch Hu Ela Shal, right? They're not all Shvach. And when we daven during the week. When you daven during the week, the first three are Shvach, the last three are Shvach, and 12 in the middle are Litzorcho Shel Adam. They're for you. They're for you to fill your tzrachim, your needs, to fulfill what you need, what you're lacking. Ulefikach ein mispalim b'Shabbos. And therefore, we don't daven those 12 middle brachos on Shabbos. Why? She'im yelo cholo b'toch beizo niska b'rofe cholo yamo Yisrael v'u meitzar, like Rashi said, based on this medrash. Now Shabbos nasan Yisrael g'dusha la'oneg v'lemenucha v'lo letzar. Shabbos for us is a time of what? Of kedusha, of oneg and menucha, and not for tzar. L'chach mispal gimel brachos v'shonos v'gimel achronos v'menucha v'emtza. Right? The theme of Tefillah Shabbos is not like it is during the week to be totally face to face with all of our needs and everything we're lacking, and then to come and to come to Kadosh Baruch Hu and say, I'm lacking A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and I need you, I'm dependent upon you to be mashal this which I'm lacking. But rather, no. Shabbos, we take that out entirely. Kilu kol melachtecha asuya. And what we get into a mindset of oneg, and kedusha, and menucha. A mindset of kilu what? Of me'ein olam haba, as we call it. It's kilu melachtecha asuya, like the Medrash said. It's to try to somehow tap into a perfect world. If we begin to discuss all that we're missing, so then we're not personally feeling this kedusha and this oneg. The Gemara Brachos that said though what? It's not about oneg. It's about kavod Shabbos. So what is the difference between kavod and oneg Shabbos? So B'zrat Hashem will get there. One more Mayim Makom, or a few more Mayim Makomos before going on. So there's a tshuva that you have here, right? There's a tshuva that you have here next. The tshuva from Shels and Tshuva's Torah Lishma. I'm not sure who the Mechaber is, but I'm just gonna have from the and you can't find me, don't worry about it, I'm just going to read one line. So he says, he goes through, he brings the Yerushalmi of Asur L'Tola Tzracha B'Shabbos, and then he brings one of the Mefarshim on the Yerushalmi that you have also, the Maharash Yafa, from on the Gemara and Shabbos. So the Gemara and Shabbos says, also Asur L'Tola Tzracha B'Shabbos, Rabbi Zira Shalu Rabbi Yechia Bar, Ba mahu meimar inu parnasinu. What about in benching? There's certain things in Shabbos that you do right. There's also problems on Shabbos where we are tovei atzrachim. Famous one is brich shemei, or there's things over Shabbos where we are clearly tovei atzrachinu. So Gemara answers for such things amar lei tofes brachos kachin. So that's also going to be a problem because that's the. And this is a very fundamental question. This Yerushalmi says that's the nusach atzvila tovis brachos kachu, right? So why can't you say that by Shmon Esrei? The Lachor of the Gemara in Brachos says that it is the reality. Shmon Esrei is tovis brachos. That is the nusach atzvila. We should be doing it. However, we're not because of the tircha and that's a problem to cover Shabbos. And the Gemara, the Yerushalmi says also that is the Nusach HaTefillah, it should be, and we keep it for some things. So Tzarech Yun. So says the Tshuvas Torah Lishma, that his conclusion is, Hamura Mikol Amor, in the middle paragraph over there, Hamura Mikol Amor, what comes out of his investigation in the Sugya, based on the Yerushalmi and the Gemara and Brachos, is that what? Ein Israel litva davar mechudash. So he wants to say that the Isra of Bakashas and Shabbos will be a davar mechudash she'enu ragil bo. To be mechadish a specific Bakasha on Shabbos, to be mechadish a specific Bakasha on Shabbos that you don't generally do, hatam mishum onik Shabbos v'lo yavi daiga b'libo. That if you're tovei a davar mechudash, if you speak about a new dilemma that you're facing, or a new dilemma that the world is facing, or the Kali Yisrael is facing, you bring that up on Shabbos, that will cause daga. But if it's like you daven every single day for a sick person, so daven for that sick person on Shabbos also, that won't bring up a unique daga, that will present a problem. The Rambam, in the Tshuvas HaRambam, that you have also in front of you, so he formulates it in an all-encompassing way, and I think what comes out of the Rambam is a big yisod, or at least I want to say from the Rambam a big yisod. Velo manu, if you see, I think it's underlined, and it's the end of Tshuva Kuf Lamed, right as you see Kuf Lamed Aleph, right under it, there's underlines. Velo manu brachos and tzayus shal shmona esrei. We took out from the Shmona Esrei the middle brachos that are that are rachamim and tachanunim. Excuse me. Vatam, why? Ki atfila avoda nechona lechvod hakel yizbarach. Because tefillah is lechavod hakel, right? That's also contradictory to what we saw in the Medrash Tanchuma. Medrash Tanchuma said it's for our tzrachos. Every single day, so this is another element of tefillah. Every single day in our tefillahs, we're mazkir the inyan of that day. On Shabbos, we should be in this mindset, like we've discussed. We should be besimcha. We should be saying hoda to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We should be experiencing our menucha that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us, and not be in tanis, and not be in zaka, and not be yagon, right? Like we discussed. Va'al yomar bem el dvar manusim va'mitzamchim ulahazkir niflos asher asa ima boseinu. Perhaps what the Rambam is saying is that the tefillah of every day will define the experience of that day, and not hafuch. Generally, we think we have Shabbos, right? And since it's Shabbos, the matbea tefillah, the nuscha tefillah will be X, Y, Z. But I think what the Rambam is saying, the opposite. The Rambam is saying each day will be defined, the nature of the day, the emotions of the day, the experience of any day will be defined by the tefillah. Meaning what? Meaning, through the tefillah that you daven, you'll be able to properly experience, you'll be able to properly understand, you'll be able to properly tap into what that day is all about. If you're involved in zaka, then that day will be a day of zaka. If you're involved in tanis, if you're recalled your tanis in that day will be a day of zaka. However, for Shabbos, if you would incorrectly say bakashos and say zaka and say all of the things that you're lacking, so then you'll have daiga over that day. But if in your tefillah you mention the menucha and you mention the simcha and you mention that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Shabbos, then that in turn will define the nature of the day. And perhaps that is the yisod behind tefillah and Shabbos. Back to the question of the steer in the Gemara in the Bavli, that the steer is directly between the Bavli and the Medrash Tanchuma, but it's really a bilbul of a lot of things that in the Rishonim also. The Gemara and the Bavli brought up that we aren't being mevakish because of Kavod Shabbos, and the Gemara and the Medrash Tanchuma said, and the Medrash Tanchuma and the Yerushalmi with the Mefarshim and the Yerushalmi says the inyan of not being mevakish tzarchenu on Shabbos is because of Onig Shabbos. In the Rishonim, the Rambam mentioned the inyan of Onig Shabbos, and Rashi in Likutim as well as Shulchan Aruch and other Rishonim, they take, excuse me, Fakir. The Rambam mentions the union of Kavod Shabbos, and that's also clear in the Shulchan Aruch that the union is Kavod Shabbos. And Rashi, as well as others, says the union is Onik Shabbos. What's the difference? So there's a famous piece. You have the Rambam in Perek, the last Perek of Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Lamed Hilchos Shabbos. So the Rambam goes through. Arba dvarim nemru b'Shabbos, shnei min haTorah v'shnei min divrei sofer. And these things come out as kavod nonik Shabbos. And Halacha Bet, the Rambam asks, Ezu kavod, zeh, what is kavod Shabbos? And then later in Halacha Zayin, on the next page, the Rambam asks, Eze hu onik. So if you look through the general trend in what Kavod Shabbos is, well, just a few things that are underlined, that a person has to act kimo shiyotzi likras hamelech. It's giving respect as if he's going to greet a king. That he should be, next to the underline, he should be nichnas, he should be kanis of Shabbos, he should go into Shabbos with an appetite. It's not a personal thing, it's for Kavod Shabbos. He should be mechabit Shabbos, be kmisas of Yitzyaso. Chayv lasu dvarim shem letzorach haShabbos begufo shezehu kvodo. He should do things letzorach haShabbos. That's kavod Shabbos. Oneg Shabbos, and the next page, what is it? Tikun machalim rabim v'tovim. Napi meitzer himself. He should have special food. Achilas basar, shtias yayin. L'chora, we could say that the chiluk between kavod and oneg Shabbos is that kavod is for Shabbos. You're doing something for Shabbos. It's not for yourself. It's the mechabit Shabbos kilu. You're going out to greet a king. You're doing something for the day. And oneg Shabbos is your experience on Shabbos. Reb Chaim doesn't say it like that. Reb Chaim from the Bishker Rav says, and again, I say very strongly, the best things you're going to come out from today are really just good. Yisodos de Gemara Makomos, not my Bilbo. Reb Chaim says, based on this Rambam, v'nira li the behilchos eluhem shnei dinim nifradim. The bechiyuv hadlaka yesh shnei dinim. The Rambam focuses on hadlakas neros on Shabbos and the tzad of kavod and tzad of oneg, but he comes out with this follows. Chad mishum oneg Shabbos, v'gam mishum kavod Shabbos. What are the difference? Din oneg shayach b'Shabbos atzmo. Ukemo shar dinim shal oneg kemo. Kavod Shabbos is what you do in advance. And that does work very well in the Rambam. That being mechabit Shabbos is what you do in advance. Being ma'anik Shabbos is similar actions that you do on Shabbos. I wanted to say at some point that before you could say this in tefillah also, that there's an inyan of tefillah mitzad kavod and tefillah mitzad oneg. It doesn't work. There's a lot of holes in it. But what did I want to throw out? That there happen to be some halachos of tefillah's erev Shabbos, right? For example, after chatzos on Shabbos, if you eat, you say shir amalos. When you daven mincha on erev Shabbos, you don't say tachanun. There are lechora things on erev Shabbos that could point towards being mechabit Shabbos through tefillah on erev Shabbos, and then on Shabbos when we're mispalo the various tefillahs on Shabbos, that's to experience the oneg through tefillahs. It's not as easy to say, and therefore I prefer to say differently. I prefer to say the opposite. The other idea that we said that kavod Shabbos is to be mechabit Shabbos, to do something. Not for yourself, but it's for Shabbos. As opposed to oneg Shabbos, it's in honor of Shabbos, you're doing something for yourself. So how are we going to read the Gemara in Brachos? The Gemara in Brachos said Chazal didn't want to be matriach Klal Yisrael with bakashos on Shabbos, mishum kavod Shabbos. So that seems like it doesn't work. And we don't want to be matriach you in order to be mechabit Shabbos. The Gemara should have said oneg Shabbos, but I think you can say it beautifully. A person's mindset, a person's headspace on Shabbos is a way that he is mechabit Shabbos. If a person is meitzar in his tefillos on Shabbos, then for himself aside, obviously that'll be a problem for oneg Shabbos. But a person can be mechabit Shabbos through his headspace, through his mindset. Says Gemara in Brachos that what we don't, that Chazal didn't want to be matriach us with bakashos because in order to mechabit Shabbos, mishum kavod Shabbos. That what if we have the proper mentality through our tefillos, like the Rambam says, by being mechab by davening correctly and then having the appropriate motions and appropriate feelings and headspace in our tefillah, that in itself is an expression of kavod Shabbos. An outcome of that will be through being mechabit Shabbos, then, like the Rambam said, the tefillah will have an effect on the rest of the day, and therefore it won't be if you daven properly, it won't be Gorea from your oneg Shabbos after tefillah, like the Rambam was saying, or like I wanted to say the Rambam was saying, if you choose to agree, that through your tefillah, you will be able to set the tone for the rest of the day. through being mechabed Shabbos in your tefillah, you'll be able to have onik Shabbos post tefillah, outside of tefillah. That's in halacha to some extent.
That's only if the bab, that's not if the Yishalmi.
So like this, Kavod Shabbos in Tefillah will be Gorem Onik Shabbos outside of Tefillah. That's how I wanted to say it. I don't know if I was able to make all the shittos, make all the difficulties thin with one another, but I think that's perhaps what comes out. What can come out. Again, I'm moded that I'm presenting a gigantic billboard with some thoughts and nice marmikomus in the middle. The Gemara in Brachos on the Daf Chavtes digs in to a more specific area of other tefillos Shabbos and in contrast to tefillos of Chol. Says the Gemara in Brachos, on Shabbos we're mispalo Shabbat Brachos. Says Gemara, ask Gemara, keneged me. Amr chalaft ben shal keneged shiva kolo shamar David alamayim. Hanitisha der Hashanah keneged me. Amr bi Yitzchak. Right. So there is that part of the Gemara. Seven Brachos keneged David Hamelach alamayim. The Marishan the Chiddush Agados says a beautiful idea. There's 18 brachos that we daven during the week. Right, that's the 18 times that we have Shem Hashem. The 18 times that there's Shem Hashem in it's one of the Kapitel Tehillim, I think. Says in my route, it's connected what? It's connected the 18 bakashos that we say in Shmona Esrei. Because why? Because they're the tachanunim. They are the. Hold on, I apologize. I just said I have Maharsha and Reeland. That the brachos of chol are the shilas strachav shel adam, and their remez, their nirmaz through chai brachos b'shem havaya. Go a little weiter. Masha enkein kipere shriva tor. Masha enkein brachos the shabsa, the brachos that we have on Shabbos, the fourth line down for you. Brachos de Shabbos Hashem kulam shevach. The entire tefillah on Shabbos is lashon shevach. Nirmas b'kol. The seven times that we have kol Hashem in Mizmor LeDavid. Why is it nirmas kol? Because it's lashon shevach. Sheish laharim kol b'shivcho shomarim. That through the tefillah, in the tefillah of Shabbos, what do? Says the Maharsha. In the tefillah of Shabbos, we're meirim our kol b'shivcho shomarim. And that's the yisod of tefillah on Shabbos. And tefillah of Chol, the Maharsha said it's bli hashmas kol. I don't think about this is the chiddush agadus. This Maharsha is not saying halachically, but the Maharsha says that during Yom HaChol there's no union of hashmas kol. And Shabbos is an union of hashmas kol. Why? I think this Maharsha fits into what we were saying before, that if we're mashmia our call with the shvachos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in tefillah, that's being mechabed the Shabbos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. Like the Gemara in Brachos was saying, as opposed to tefillah of the bakashos, that's not in your kavod, that's an internal bli hashmos call. It's an internal awareness of my needs and lacks and that which I'm dependent upon Kadosh Baruch Hu for, and that is an inappropriate, improper avoda on Shabbos. And this is, says the Abu Dram in his in Sefer, This is what Abu Drum says. Abu Drum takes this one step further and breaks down the three tefillos on Shabbos, and in this theme of being kavod in the midst of the tefillah. Says Abu Drum in the middle. The Harabi Klon was cause of Tam Acher Shalosh Tfilos Elu Keneged. Oh, sorry, a little bit before that. Yeshol, from the beginning. Marucham Litakin B'Shabbos Shalosh Tfilos Meshuno Zumizu. Right, so there's an additional element of Tfilah on Shabbos that not one Tfilah is the same as another one. Musaf will leave out. Musaf is unique all year round whenever there's Musaf. It's just connected the korban. That's just connected the korban. But by Maariv, Shachris, and Mincha, each tefillah is very unique. One of the famous ideas about tefillah Shabbos, I apologize, didn't put in. In the bracha that we say three times, even in the bracha that we say three times, there's a difference. By the difference that is often pointed out by Maariv, we say Vayanuchu Vah. By Shachris and Musaf, we say Vayanuchu. Vo, by Mincha we say Yanuchu Vam. So that's, so some explain that it's based on the following, that there's three different mentalities throughout Tefillah on Shabbos. By Maariv we have Ata Kadosh, Shachris Yismach Moshe, Mincha we have Ata Echad. Uviyam Tov lo Tiknu Ela Achas Ata Chatanu La'av Shachris Mincha. V'yesh Lomar, what's going on in Shabbos? She Shabbos Nikris Kala. This is not yet Sefer Chassidus, this is an Abu Drum, one important Rishonim, says the Abu Drum that by Maariv, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Shabbos is referred to as a kala. The Hakadosh Baruch Hu nikra chasan. Taknu atakidashta al shem hakidushin shenosin al chasan lakala. There's a Tosfos in Maseches Chagiga which speaks about a three way relationship between Klal Yisrael Shabbos and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it's on Dalet, hey, maybe somewhere, I don't know. It says that the three of them break up into two and one, and two are made on the other one. Shabbos and Hashem are made on Klal Yisrael, Hashem and Klal Yisrael are made on Shabbos, and Hashem and Klal Yisrael and Shabbos are made on Hashem. And through that Eidus, they're Mekayim, the other one. That's what's happening. That's what's happening. Betzim here in this explanation of the tefillah that comes by Mar, by Leil Shabbos. What's happening? Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the kala. Shabbos is the kala. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the chasen, and we are in our tefillah. Enacting, recounting the kedushin between the chazan and the kala, and therefore it's va. Therefore, the Sfarim say the focus Shabbos is called the kala, and therefore vayanuchu va. V'acharkach yismach Moshe al shem simchas achasen. In the morning we say vayanuchu vo. Say the Sfarim. Why? Because the focus is on the chazan on the kala. And then by Musaf also the same thing, and by mincha it's vam. What's going on in Mincha? So by Mincha we say Ata Echad Al Shem Shem Misyachin Achasan Yim Akal of Vam. There's now a unification, and that is in our tefillah itself Ata Echad. So the Avudram points out that the tefillahs themselves of Ata Kadosh and Yismach Moshe and Ata Echad, but also there's the idea of Vam, the Kala, the Chasan, and them together, and that is within the tefillah itself. What's happening within the tefillah itself? We're like the Rambam said, through the tefillah the day becomes defined, and even more exactly, through the tefillah the moments of the day become defined. And it's I don't think it's going to be taken lightly. The moments of Shabbos are all unique and all have their own requirements, all have their own unique avodas, unique expectations of us. And not only expectations of us, but unique opportunities for us, and that is what happens at each part of the day. There's a gigantic question that is raised But you have the very last thing. I got a little photocopy happy, so I photocopied the whole thing. But this is from Rav Pinkus. So just very, very interestingly, Rav Pinkus on page Ayin Hey on the bottom. So he goes through this sugya. But in the bottom in Ayin Hey, and Oz Bey is in the bottom. So he quotes Tikkuni Zohar, and then it goes to the top of Ayin Vav. So the Tikkuni Zohar presents a dilemma. The Tikkuni Zohar says, Shetfilas Shabbos ina chozeres rekam elamis kabelas beratzon kemo tfilas seres yemi tshuva. I was gonna print out the Tikkuni Zohar, but I didn't understand one word of it. And you can't find a Masuk Midvash on the computer. But what Tikkuni Zohar says, in short, that Pinkus is quoting, is that Tfilos Shabbos Eino Chozeres Rekam. The Mashmaut of that is talking about Bakashos. They don't come back, meaning you, if you ask for something, you're going to get it. So he answers, I don't like his answer, he answers that Shabbos all is a preparation for Motzi Shabbos. You achieve something in Avoda on Shabbos day. Come Motzi Shabbos, then you can make a bakasha, and you'll get it on Motzi Shabbos. I don't think that's what the Tikkuni Zohar means. That I think it's talking about the tefillah on Shabbos. Perhaps it's not talking about bakasha. It's talking about, like we said, in tefillah there's an avoda, and that avoda will that in tefillah there's something meant to be accomplished, and if accomplished properly, that will set the tone, that will define the rest of your Shabbos. You don't need anything more than that. Meaning, if you take what, and this is what I'm going to say, if you take the Tikkuni Zohar as meaning a bakasha for refuah, a bakasha for nasa, a bakasha for slicha, for gula, whatever the normative bakashas, so then it presents a problem. But to say it like that is totally counterintuitive. On Shabbos, we said you don't need any of those things. Kilu melachtcha asuya, that you're in a mindset of oneg, you're in a mindset of oneg, you're in a mindset of simcha, of menucha. We're trying to be in a perfect world on Shabbos. We try to experience a perfect world on Shabbos. Elamai, Ella, it's not bakashos. It's your tefillah of attempting to properly experience the day will not come back. Will not chozer reikam. That's how I wanted to say what he's saying. We'll finish off with one last thing. Actually, two last things. Three last things. You're probably all over the page at this point. But on the other side of the Reb Chaim, I thought that came out really cool. And I was doing photocopying on one side. On one side you have Rav Chaim of Vlazhin, on the other side you have the Sidur Rosh Shabbos, which is Rav Chaim of Chernivtsi. Has a very different spin on things than Rav Chaim of Brisk and Rav Chaim of Chernivtsi. And so he says, just another beautiful Ma'ar Makom to have, and I think really a beautiful explanation of everything I've been trying to say so far. So he says as follows on the bottom right on page Membeis, where it's underlined, Kadosh Baruch Hu Mekadesh HaShabbos V'lo Yisrael V'lachin Teda Ki Kol HaKavanos Shel Shabbos Min Tfilas Arvis Ad Motzei Shabbos Ein Kavanasenu Kemo B'Shar HaYamim V'Azmanim Shal Yidei Tfilasenu Kavanasenu. What's the point of Tfilah during the week? Al Yidei Uvda Dilatata Yisar Uvda Dilailo Leilo Lahalos Kol Olamos Kvi Erech Hazman Shenuch Alos Olamos Al Yidei Kavanasenu. During the week, what are you trying to do with your Tfilah? I apologize if it's too much heebie-jeebies for you, but very simply, what are you trying to do in tefillah during the week? We're trying to eat our avoda le'elo le'elo. We're trying to climb up. We're trying to achieve something in avoda during the week. We try to gain, right? Whether it be in gashmias or hopefully more in ruchnias, we try to achieve something to grow, to get closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu in an active type of avoda in our tefillah during the week. We're not trying to achieve anything, to try to get anywhere new, to try to, and whether it be in Ruchnis or Gashmias in your tefillah on Shabbos. Ki hu nasa me'ilav on Shabbos, like we said, nasa me'ilav, it's there. On Shabbos, the time is totally different The experience is totally different than it is the rest of light. Kach anu mechavim eiza pu'ula b'chol tefila. Lechavim b'zo ha'tefila kifi aliyah shebo'so hazman. V'lo she'asakam noseinu eiza pu'ula. We're not trying to achieve something. Rather what? We're just trying to tap into what is already there. Ki kol ha'pu'ula nasi me'aleihem. V'chol zehu leis erab. She'ishas tefilas arvis. The cover, right, and that is, yeah, the next paragraph. Peir sha'ata bin other line sha'ata simartani b'faralecha. The mas sha'ata levad puel b'shabbos bleis terusa shle. I don't need to do anything on Shabbos. Rather, what? Rak ani lefi masi adecha. Rak va'ani rak lefi masi adecha. Kefi heitchalkut kedushat ha'itim shabiyom Shabbos. It's all about you. You, Kadosh Baruch Hu, created an experience in Shabbos. And what am I trying to do? I'm trying to be mechabed that reality that is in the world on Shabbos. Kainani aranin la'asosul chavim mecholait ve'id kefi erach or kedushat. Meaning there's a reality that's in place on that day. And what do I try to do in my tefillah? I'm just trying to be mechabed that and experience it properly. This is echoed in. This is echoed in the Oy of Yisrael, the Abderab, and from the last page of the Bar Ilan. Kol Hakdusha Shel Chag Mizmanim V'Chol Aliyos V'Yichud V'Kishar Olamos Shenaseh Bo'os Haniyam Hakol Bay Al Yedei Yisirusa Del Tata. It always comes. Everything we do in Avodas Hashem is incumbent upon us. Next line: Amnam B'Shabbos Kodesh Nasa Hakol Mi'Atzmo. On Shabbos, it's all there already. We don't need to do anything on Shabbos. We do everything during the week. The week is a time of preparation. To retire ourselves in avodah. What are we doing on Tefillah Shabbos Kodesh? We are just trying to mekabel upon ourselves, trying to tap into that which is already there. And that is the experience of Shabbos. One last thing. If you have a sheet that looks like this, it's from the Sifsei Chama on the Gemara and Brachos. He quotes, this is just one last point, not totally related, but it's a nice cool idea. So he quotes from the Shla Dikshet. What happens if we do like I started out, if we do like I do all the time, and accidentally say Ata Chonin instead of Ata Kidashta? Says the Shla Yida Kola Shavua She'enu Simin Tov. It's a bad sign. You should worry all week. Okay. She hinig minag chol b'Shabbos. Right. Then it kind of makes a little sense. You didn't achieve Shabbos. I didn't achieve Shabbos. I didn't experience. I'm in chol mode. Says the Shla. If you make that mistake and your tefillah is a tefillah of chol on Shabbos, then really you miss the whole point. You don't really have Shabbos. You're in a chol mode. You weren't mekabel upon yourself. You're not tapping into the moment. And then, based on that, I don't know exactly what you should worry for the following week. But I don't know if your Shabbos wasn't properly experienced. Then then maybe there's something to worry about the week to come. V'hinei tiv Yerushalmi, sha'oskin b'maseh u'matan b'meichol, yasku b'Shabbos yoter b'Torah. This is a nice heter for people who are in kolah. If you're a business person during the week, so your Shabbos should be defined by Talmud Torah. V'talmidei chachamim ha'oskin b'mitangim b'Torah b'meichol, b'Shabbos yimatu k'tzatz b'limud. They should learn less on Shabbos. V'ta'angu oneg Shabbos b'achil v'shtia. That people who are in Kolel should learn during the week, and on Shabbos they should eat and drink. The Fiza, so he wanted to say like this: Mistaber Divrei Shla Nemarim Rak Dafka LaOskim B'Masa Umata. Not for us Kolel people. That what the Shla said, it only applies to people who are businessmen during the week. If you're a business person during the week and you begin your Shmona Esrei on Shabbos Atachonin, then you didn't properly have Shabbos, and when the week comes, then you should be doing when it comes to your business. Why? Because the Shabbos manis like a Torah. V'meira le'im in agchol nida kein she ena shemisparach chavetz b'toraso u'kein yin she shafach lo rabu kiton al panav right? Like it's like the Mishnah in Bahrain on Sukkot, that you're splashed out of Shabbos, you're kicked out of Shabbos. It's chol for you. Go back to chol. I don't want you. Masha'in kein, if it happens to Talmud Chachamim, he says over here in the Sifsei Chachamim, as one appears in Brachos. He says, if it happens to Talmud Chachamim, he begins after chonin. Then it's not that bad. Nira mizesh Shashem is Baruch mitane kivyachol mitorasa. That he just wants you to continue on Shabbos like you do during the week, to learn during the week also. The cup, the chayfet she yisnaig kemo b'chol laharbos b'torah. God saying to you, I like how you behave during the week. Keep it going. All right, we'll stop there. I hope again. I apologize for a gigantic billboard. I hope at least you have a few nice smile comments.
Yeah. Good.